Moving to story number three, it covers Iraq. Two bomb attacks there have ripped through the capital, Baghdad, killing at least 11 people. One of the attacks rocked a busy market by the name of Shorjah.
A bomb exploded near a mosque, setting fire to shops and killing or wounding several people.
Police say a bomb was hidden on a wooden cart and exploded near a Shia mosque in the market, killing at least four people and wounding 12 others. The second explosion struck the town of Taji, some 20 kilometers north of the capital. The incident happened when a man rammed his car into a military checkpoint, killing four soldiers and three civilians. Baghdad has been on the edge since the ISIL Takfiri militants seized the northern city of Mosul, vowing to push south to the capital city. Roshan Saklam is a correspondent who joins us from Baghdad to tell us more about this. Well, Roshan, we have at this point two bomb attacks. These bomb attacks are now, I'm noticing, increasing in numbers as the days are going by, aside from the war that the government is trying to control, and that's these ISIL Takfiri terrorists. If you can update us on both fronts.
Yes, unfortunately, as you said, that the number of bomb attacks in Baghdad is increasing. While the government is still trying to reduce this number and decrease this number, the government have set checkpoints all over the capital, Baghdad. If you walk into the streets, in every 20 kilometers, every 20 meters, you're going to find a checkpoint for the military, for the police, and your car is going to be searched. Unfortunately, those suicide bombers and those attackers are attacking those checkpoints in particular, because we know when you walk into a checkpoint, there will be traffic, and those attackers want the highest number of casualties to be achieved. So this is their aim. Their aim is to attack those checkpoints when the most number of traffic is available. So they go into these checkpoints, just like what happened today in the area of Taji town. A suicide bomber just drove into his car into the checkpoint, and he blew himself up, killing four soldiers, the three citizens, and injuring 13 civilians at least. And those people are attacking not only the army, they are also attacking civilians mostly. So they want to have the highest number of casualties, and also they want to kill as many as civilians as they can. So that's why we witnessed that those bomb attacks on those attackers usually attack the civil most populated areas in Baghdad, just like general markets, and just like what happened today in the second bombing in Sharjah area, where a bomb exploded in a general market, which is very populated area in Baghdad. It is full of life, full of citizens shopping and going for grocery and stuff like that. So they are mainly targeting those areas to cause the highest number of casualties. And unfortunately, as much as the government is trying to reduce the number of bomb attacks, it cannot do that. It is impossible, because we have sleeping cells for the attackers. We have terrorists in the country that the government up till now cannot control. Also, they are capturing a number of terrorists, and they are trying to detonate as much as explosive devices as they can. However, they cannot control the whole, because, you know, Baghdad is an open area. It is not just like the green zone. It is closed, and you need a permission to get into. It has so many openings. It has so many doors to get into. And it is, of course, it can be led to from the areas where the ISIL militants are. We've been witnessing a lot of bomb attacks lately, and it's only targeting civilians. This is what we're afraid of, because not the military people that are being attacked only, the civilians are the ones that are the victims.
And quickly, if you can, Roshan, at this point, we know that there was a new pick for the House Speaker, along with two deputies, and the posts of President and Prime Minister still remain. Tell us, do you get the feeling, based on the way the media is covering this and based on, of course, you being there, that there's going to be a successful vote to take place to pick the president and prime minister? And in turn, that would mean a great achievement, obviously, for Iraq politically. And that would that translate to the government then getting rid of these ISIL terrorists and bringing the level of violence down as on a whole for Iraq?
Of course, the political situation is very important, and political stability in the country is very important to ensure the security and the stability of the situation on the ground, the security situation. Now, after the election of the Speaker of Parliament and his deputies, the parliamentarians, MPs, are working now on electing the president. This is because, as per the Iraqi constitution, we start with the Speaker of Parliament, the president, and then a prime minister will be chosen to form a unity government in the country. So now we have kind of two nominees for the president post. Which is supposed to be from the Kurds. This is what is very known since 2003 about the president position. The president must be from the Kurds because the three top posts in the country are divided between Sunni, Shia, and Kurds. So mainly we have the Ibrahim Saleh and we have Najmuddin Karim, who are the most likely candidates to be holding or occupying the post of president. The nominations are going to still last till Sunday, and at the end of the working hours on Sunday, the door will be closed for the nominations. And of course, in the parliament session, a president will be elected, and we hope that in the coming on the 23rd of July, the coming parliament session, a president will be elected, and we don't see the postponing of this session, just like what happened when the election of Speaker of Parliament took place. We can still see in Iraq for the candidate of president that the Kurds are kind of agreeing on one candidate. They have two now, but they will eventually agree on one candidate. And I don't think that there will be problems for the post of president. However, the problems are going to be for the post of prime minister, because as we know that prime minister, the current one, Nuri al-Maliki, is nominated for another term. And we've seen that a lot of political parties do not want Nuri al-Maliki to be running for another term.
Very well. I'm sure you update us on that. Thank you very much, Roshan Saglam, there, our correspondent, talking to us from Baghdad.